A lot of interesting things happened over the weekend, but arguably none as interesting for D.C. than Andrew McKay being fired on Friday, just 2 days before he was set to be eligible for pension and retirement. Joining us now on the KSRO Liveline, San Francisco Chronicle reporter Joe Garofoli. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's nice to have you on, especially before the sun seemingly comes up.
Yes, it is dark here in Oakland.
Yeah, definitely. It does seem like Trump and McCabe, they've never seen eye to eye, but he was on the way out. What was the point of this firing?
Well, that's the thing. It goes back to a lot of things. Number one, Trump was never happy that McCabe's wife ran for the legislature in Virginia as a Democrat and received a lot of campaign contributions from a PAC run by Terry McAuliffe, who was very close to the Clintons. So that was always kind of seeding his suspicion of McCabe. But this is and he felt that, you know, he was in terms of hiring Mueller and stuff like that. That's what he was concerned about there. But I think I'm more alarming than that, because there's always something happening in the last 5 minutes, is that Sean Hannity was already on Fox early this morning, which is a sign that, in conservative world, that Trump is very concerned about the Mueller investigation. And he's already, he's talking down on it more and more and trying to disparage the special prosecutor. And that's a sign that maybe, who knows, that Trump might be trying to get his base with him on firing. And it's just an odd thing to have. It's a weird thing to talk about and a weird sign, but it, just keep an eye on that.
Joe, Republicans here in California going the way of the dinosaurs in MySpace. So why be one? You wrote a story about Steve Poizner running for state insurance commissioner. Oh, yeah, he also had to be before the state insurance commissioner as a Republican. Now he's an independent. Is this sort of a trend that Republicans just say will call themselves independents now? Maybe even nationally, we're no longer Republicans, we're independents.
No, I don't know if it's certainly not a trend yet. I think Poizner is a very unusual circumstance, and he has a very good shot of winning more than any other independent. There's never been an independent to win statewide office in California. But Poizner has a couple of things going for him. He's held the office before. He did, by all accounts, a good job, and he also is very wealthy. He sold his company to Qualcomm probably about 20 years ago for $1 billion. So he has a lot of money in the bank. So he can actually run a credible campaign. He has some measure of name recognition, and he's done the job before. So this could be a very unusual to see an independent win. I wouldn't call it a trend yet. And, you're right in that it doesn't hurt him not to have the R next to his name in California, given that the party is really doesn't have a lot of power these days. The downside of it, as Poizner told us the other day, is that people, when they see, you see an R next to someone's name, you see a D next to his name, you basically know where they're coming from. When you see no party preference next to someone's name, even Poizner said, people are confused. They're like, what, you can't make up your name? You can't make up your mind? You're a Republican, you're a Democrat? What are you? So that's what I think the voter confusion and ignorance, if you will, about that will be his biggest challenge.
Now, there's also seemingly some news out of John Cox for governor, the Republican there. The latest poll that's possibly just in his favor says he's practically tied with Gavin Newsom. Are we to believe this poll, or is this, for lack of a better word, fake polls?
Now, I don't know if it's a fake poll, but, campaigns are always campaigns with the resources to do so are always running polls, which we call internal polls. Now, running their candidate against the field and various permutations of it. The Cox campaign ran a permutation of Cox versus Gavin Newsom and showed that he was, within a few percentage points of Newsom. Now, generally, any Republican, with some measure of credibility will get about 41% of the vote. So that's not all that surprising. And candidates, if they're running internal polls and they're good and make them look good, they'll release them. But if they make them look bad and seeing them getting their butt kicked, they're not going to be releasing those polls. So that's what
you know. I've always
keep your eye out. There's going to be some nonpartisan third party polls being released this week and next week. Keep your eye on those, because those will be very telling in terms of which way the race is headed. Because right now it's basically Newsom with a decent lead and everyone else sort of bunched in the middle of the pack. We'll see what happens next.
Dan, do we have time for one more?
Go ahead.
All right. Lastly, real quick, Connor Lamb won a special election as a Congress seat in Pennsylvania last week. He ran basically against Nancy Pelosi, and he's a Democrat. I've always said the Democrats cannot retake the country if a liberal, rich lady from San Francisco is their leader. Connor Lamb sort of backed my theory up. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I think the Democrats took the country in 2008 when the liberal rich lady named Nancy Pelosi was their leader. So I think now it's just do you think many voters, real voters, not geeks like us who know politics, know who Nancy Pelosi is? I think, you know, maybe some people do, but I think people are voting on issues like, you know, the economy and health care and such. I think that's something for the political class, the chattering class, to talk about. But I don't think most people are voting on who who the leader of the party is. I don't think many people here are voting against Paul Ryan. And if you look at their actual approval ratings, Pelosi and Ryan both have horrible approval ratings, along with most of the rest of the Congress, at around like 30%, 28-30%. So I don't know. I think that's kind of something fun to talk about, but I don't know if it really makes a real difference. What will be interesting is if the Democrats do retake Congress, do they reelect? Do her own people reelect her? I mean, there has been internal questions about her. And the thing about them running against Pelosi, they were running ads saying that he was with Pelosi. So it's like, you know, it's sort of a red herring issue.
I can see it now. Liberal rich lady for speaker. Joe, thank you very much for your time this morning, and I hope you have a good week.
Yes, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That is San Francisco Chronicle reporter Joe Garofoli.